Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 12:43-45, the Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 12, the verses 43-45. When an impure spirit comes out of a person, it goes through arid places seeking rest and does not find it. Then it says, "I will return to the house I left." When it arrives, it finds the house unoccupied, swept clean, and put in order. Then it goes and takes with it seven other spirits more wicked than itself, and they go in and live there. And the final condition of that person is worse than the first. That is how it will be with this wicked generation. My theme for reflection is the danger of empty spaces in spiritual transformation. The danger of empty spaces in spiritual transformation. The saying, "Old habits die hard," goes beyond the challenge of breaking free from long-established patterns. It reveals a deeper truth about human nature and spiritual growth, as echoed in Jesus' teachings. This wisdom points not only to the stubbornness of habits, but to the danger that lies in leaving the spaces within us unoccupied after such bad habits have been expelled. Without filling these spaces with positive, virtuous practices, we risk a relapse into old ways, potentially more damaging than before. This scenario paints a vivid picture of the tragedy faced by those who, having turned away from their misguided paths, fail to embrace a life enriched with grace, peace, and righteousness. My dear friends, our Lord Jesus Christ teaches that our spiritual journey is not just about renouncing wrongdoing, but about proactively cultivating goodness. It warns of a generation lost to superficial change, one that removes vice but fails to instill virtue, leaving itself vulnerable to greater downfalls. This reflection prompts us to examine our lives closely. Have we merely cleaned the surface, or have we nurtured our inner selves with the divine virtues that safeguard against the return of harmful tendencies? There are two questions for reflection. One, have you ever found yourself returning to old detrimental habits after a period of abstinence, only to discover that their impact has intensified? 2. Reflecting on your spiritual journey, can you identify areas in your life where you have expelled negative habits but have yet to fill those spaces with positive, life-affirming virtues? Heavenly Father, grant us the wisdom and strength to not only turn away from our sins, but to fill our hearts with your goodness. Help us to understand that in the vacancy left by our repented sins, there lies a fertile ground for your virtues to grow. May we seek to occupy our lives with acts of love, kindness, and righteousness, ensuring that there is no room for old habits to return and take root. Guide us in transforming our spiritual emptiness into a sanctuary for your presence, so that we may live fully in the grace and peace of your love. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.